Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a concrete echo-style jungle Hoover stab and turning it into something tight, punchy, and arrangement-ready in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. A huge stab can sound amazing on its own, but in a drum and bass track it has to behave. It needs to hit hard, stay out of the sub, leave room for the snare, and actually work like part of the tune instead of just sitting on top of it. We're keeping this beginner-friendly and using stock Ableton tools, so you can follow along even if you're still getting comfortable inside Live. First, load your stab into an audio track. If you're using a sample, drag it straight into arrangement view. If you're making the sound from a synth, something like Waveedable or Analog works great, but for this lesson we're assuming you already have a Hoover stab sound ready to go. Set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone, around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more jungle flavored feel, 166 to 172 also works nicely. Now place the stab on the timeline. Start with a strong downbeat so you can hear how it sits, then duplicate it into a basic phrase. A classic starting point is to place it around bar 1, bar 3, bar 5, and bar 7. That gives you a solid call pattern to build from. Now let's tighten the timing. This is where a lot of beginner arrangements go from messy to pro feeling. If your stab is audio, double-click the clip and turn warp on. If it has a lot of texture, Complex Pro can sound smoother. If it's more rhythmic and punchy, Beats can work well. Make sure the first transient lines up with the grid. If it feels late, nudge it slightly earlier or trim any silence at the front with the start marker. If the stab is MIDI, open the clip and quantize the notes to 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the groove. Keep the note lengths short. In DNB, you want a fast attack, a short sustain, and a clean stop. If the stab hangs over too long, it can smear into the snare and bass line and make the whole groove feel less focused. Shortening the tail is one of the most important parts of the whole process. Hoover stabs often have a huge, excited tail, and that sounds cool and solo, but in a dense mix it can cause low mid mud and mask the drums. If you're working with audio, trim the end of the sample or shorten the clip region. If it's a synth stab, reduce release, shorten decay, and make the amp envelope more percussive. A good starting point is attack at 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds, low sustain, and release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds. That keeps the stab sharp and controlled. Next, let's clean up the low end with EQ8. This is a huge one. Your stab usually should not be fighting for the sub or even the low bass area. Add EQ8 after the sound and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the stab is thick, go a little higher. If it's already thin, stay more conservative. Then listen for any muddy area around 250 to 450 Hz and gently cut a little, if it sounds boxy. If there's harshness, especially in the upper mids, you can make a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. A good beginner move is to high pass around 150 Hz, dip a little at about 350 Hz, and maybe shave off a bit around 3.5 kHz if it feels too sharp. Don't go wild here. Small EQ moves are usually enough, especially once the drums and bass are playing. Now let's add some controlled dirt with saturator. Indeed NB, a stab often sounds better when it's a bit gritty. That extra harmonic content helps it cut through a busy mix, without needing to be turned up too loud. Add saturator after the EQ and push drive by a few dB, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 to start. Turn soft clip on, then adjust the output so you're hearing the character, not just more volume. If it feels too clean, this step gives it bite. If you overdo it, it turns into fizz, so keep it subtle at first. After that, control the dynamics with compressor or glue compressor. A jungle stab can jump out too much if the transient is huge. With compressor, try a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. With glue compressor, a very light squeeze often sounds great. Try attack at 3 or 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and soft clip on. The goal is not to flatten it. You still want some attitude and snap. Now let's talk about space, because this is where beginners often get tricked. Too much reverb will destroy a DNB stab very quickly. You want atmosphere, not a wash that blurs the groove. The best move is to use a return track with hybrid reverb or reverb instead of putting loads of reverb directly on the stab. On the return, keep decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, use a predelay of about 15 to 30 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 9 kHz and low cut around 200 to 400 hz. Then send a little stab signal to that return. Dart low, and automate more reverb only in fills or transition moments. If the sound feels too wide or too messy, bring in utility. This is where you control stereo width without losing focus. Keep the low end tight and centered, and use widening mostly on the mid and high content. A really good habit is to high pass before widening, so you're not spreading muddy low frequencies across the stereo field. If needed, reduce width slightly until the stab sits with the drums instead of floating above them. You can also add movement with auto filter. A Hoover stab often comes alive when there's a little motion. Try a low pass filter with a cutoff somewhere around 8 to 14 kHz and a bit of resonance. Then automate the cutoff so some stabs are darker and some are brighter. That contrast helps the arrangement breathe. If you have Max for Live LFO, even better, but keep the movement subtle. You don't want the effect to sound like a gimmick. You want it to feel alive. Now let's arrange it like a real drum and bass phrase. Think in sections, not just single hits. For a 16-bar section, a nice beginner structure is this. Bars 1 to 4 can be light, maybe no stab at all or just a filtered ghost hit. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce the stab sparingly, maybe on the one and the offbeat after the snare. Bars 9 to 12 can develop the idea with more frequent calls and a bit more filter opening. Bars 13 to 16 can be the peak, with a fill near the end and maybe a moment where the stab drops out right before the next section lands. A classic DNB trick is to let the stab answer the snare. So instead of just placing it randomly, use it like a response. Put it on the offbeat after the snare or as a pickup before the snare. That push-pull relationship is part of what makes jungle and DNB feel so alive. Automation is where this starts to feel finished. In drum and bass, automation is your best friend. You can automate filter cutoff, reverb send, delay send, saturator drive, clip gain, even stereo width. Open the filter slowly over 4 bars. Add a little more reverb on the final stab of a phrase. Push the drive a touch in a breakdown. Pull the stab back a bit in a dense section. These small changes keep the sound from feeling static, and always check it in context. Don't solo the stab and make decisions forever in isolation. Loop the drums, bass, hats, and stab together. Ask yourself, is the stab masking the snare crack? Is it stepping on the bass? Is it too wide? Is it disappearing when the full groove plays? If it's fighting the bass, cut more low end and shorten the release. If it's fighting the snare, reduce the low mids and maybe move the rhythm slightly. The full loop is where the real answer lives. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't leave the stab too long. Don't let it keep too much low end. Don't overwiden it. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't repeat the exact same stab pattern for the whole section, without any variation. Also, don't crush it with too much compression. If you overdo the squeeze, you lose the edge that makes the stab exciting in the first place. If you want to make it darker and more powerful, there are a few extra moves you can try. You can duplicate the stab and make a dirtier layer by high passing it and adding more saturation, then blending it quietly underneath. You can use a short delay instead of a long reverb for a more urgent, rhythmic feel. You can sidechain the stab lightly to the kick if it's fighting the drum punch. And in breakdowns, you can automate a high pass ramp upward so the stab slowly thins out before the drop. That's a really effective tension trick. For source variation, you can also create a couple of versions of the same stab. Keep one cleanest, one dirtier, and one with a bit more air or space. Then blend them quietly. You can also vary MIDI note length, velocity, or clip start position if you're working with samples. Tiny changes go a long way in making the phrase feel more human and less looped. Here's a simple practice challenge to lock it in. Make a 16-bar stab performance in Ableton Live 12 using one main Jungle Hoover stab, one alternate variation, one return track for space, and one automation lane. Build a repeating pattern. Make one version darker or brighter. Use it at least twice. Automate filter cutoff or reverb send over the full section, and leave one bar completely empty before a final hit. If it sounds tight, moody, and still leaves room for the kick, snare, and bass, you're doing it right. So the big takeaway is this. A concrete echo-style Jungle Hoover stab works best when it's tight, short, controlled in the low end, shaped with EQ and saturation, lightly compressed, and arranged with actual musical phrasing. Think of it like a character in the tune, not just a sound effect. A character. Tighten the clip. Shorten the tail. High pass with EQ8. Add bite with saturator. Control peaks with glue compressor. Add space with a return track, arrange it with DNB phrasing, and automate it for tension and release. That's the workflow. And once you get this one sound under control, you'll start hearing a lot more possibilities for the rest of your drum and bass arrangements.